Welcome to a burning fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Paul had taken the gospel to Galatia. People had heard it, they had believed it, and they had obeyed it. But when Paul wrote the Galatian epistle, it was clear that some were turning from the gospel Paul preached to a different gospel. In Galatians 1 and verse 6, he wrote, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Now, friend, the word gospel means good news. It here refers to the gospel of Christ, as it does in Mark 1 and verse 1, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. When Paul spoke of a different gospel or another gospel, he meant something that varied from what he preached. It matters what one believes. Every religious message is not of equal value. Being honest and sincere in one's belief does not necessarily mean that what one believes is the truth. Paul described this different gospel, he said, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. A different gospel is not good news at all. It is a perversion of the truth. It's forgery. It's counterfeit. It's fraudulent, really having no right to be called a gospel. It's a breeder of trouble. A perverted gospel causes trouble in the world and among brethren because it changes the truth, it misapplies the truth, it twists and wrests the scriptures to convey a different message than that which the Lord presented and that which inspired apostles taught. Paul went on to say, But though we or an angel from heaven should preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say we now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Dear friend, another gospel is not what the apostles taught. Another or different gospel is not pleasing to God. Paul said, For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet pleased men, I should not be the servant of Christ. Galatians 1 and verse 10. A perverted gospel may please some people, but it will not please God. Therefore, it makes a great difference what we teach, what we preach, what we practice, and what we believe. By what authority did Paul preach what he did? He said, But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it. Where did he come from, Paul? But by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 1, 11 and 12. The distinction belonging to what Paul preached was that it came from God. The source made the difference. Now that which the apostles taught was that which the Holy Spirit guided them to teach. Jesus had promised, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. John 14 and verse 26. Again he promised, Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. John 16, verse 13. That which was taught by the apostles on the day of Pentecost was that which the Holy Spirit gave them to utter. Acts 2 and verse 4. What the apostles taught was given them by the Lord. Jesus said in John 17 and verse 14, I have given them thy word. By virtue of the source of the gospel that Paul preached, he could claim superiority over all else. And what does the Bible say about those who teach a different gospel? Paul says they are to be accursed, and the word is anathema, and it means to be cut off from God. And friend, that spells damnation. It is a most serious thing to teach other than what the apostles taught. Peter said of those who would wrest the Scriptures that they did so to their own destruction, 2 Peter 3 and verse 16. Christ said that every plant which my heavenly Father planteth not shall be rooted up, Matthew 15 and verse 13. Paul warned the Corinthians of those who would preach another Jesus whom he had not preached, 2 Corinthians 11, 3 through 6. Indeed, such teachers do not have God, 2 John 9. And they bring swift destruction upon themselves, 2 Peter 2 and verse 1. A person presumes a great responsibility to preach, and if he preaches falsely, he produces his own doom. But not only is the false teacher doomed, but those that may follow after him, Matthew 15 and verse 14. When one considers that the gospel is God's power to save, the way of eternal life, indeed the pattern for life, the only message by which we bring glory to God, then a different gospel means none of these things. We are lost, not knowing how to live, cannot be saved, cannot glorify God, have no hope of heaven when we follow a different gospel. How can a person pervert the gospel, or change it, or turn it into something different? Almost any message may contain certain elements of truth, maybe even enough to make it seem to be what it is not. The greater the likeness of the truth, the more likely it can be passed off as if it were genuine. And here's the subtle danger of much preaching that is heard. It can be a different gospel. When men add to it, take from it, alter it, change it, rewrite it, teach the doctrines and the creeds and the traditions of men rather than thus saith the Lord, they are guilty of preaching a different gospel. To explain a passage is not the same as explaining it away and changing its message. Binding what God has not bound and loosing what he has bound, mixing truth with human philosophies, however honest the intent, is to preach another gospel. We're commanded to preach the whole counsel of God, as did Paul, Acts 20 and verse 27. Indeed, to speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4 and verse 11. We're to use sound words and sound speech that cannot be condemned, Titus chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 8. We're not to go beyond the doctrine of Christ, 2 John 9. Nor are we to be presumptuous, as were Nadab and Abihu in Leviticus 10, doing that which the Lord commanded not. Nor are we to go our own way, as did Cain in Genesis chapter 4. Division and confusion is the result, friend, of a different gospel. We must realize that it makes a difference. We must guard ourselves against another gospel. So many today do not seem to think it really matters what you say or what you do in religion, so long as you are right on a few basics. But honesty and sincerity has become the only measure for some people. But we're to try the spirits whether they be of God, because many false prophets and false teachers have gone out into the world, of 1 John 4 and verse 1. It is truth that makes us free, John 8:32. Error can only enslave. For that reason, Paul said, prove all things and hold fast to that which is good, 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 21. Friend, when you know what the truth is, you're in a position to detect whatever is contrary to it. One of the reasons people believed false ideas in Jesus' day was because they knew not the Scriptures nor the power of God, Matthew 22 and verse 29. And when you do not know what the Lord taught, you do not know whether you're hearing the truth or error. You may be hearing truth and not even realize that you're hearing truth. You may be inclined to accept something that sounds reasonable, but actually it's something false. For this reason, we should search the Scriptures, as did the noble Bereans of Acts 17 and verse 11. We must study to show ourselves approved unto God, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 15. The best safeguard against error is the knowledge of the truth. Is there really any other way to guard ourselves against error? And once we are convinced that there is but one gospel of Christ, not four, and therein is the righteousness of God revealed, as Romans 1:16 teaches, the way that God makes man righteous before him, it is then being warned of the ruin of those that would teach and follow another way or a different gospel. Surely those who are honest and sincere will want to please God and will be motivated to learn from the Bible what God's gospel really is. Then, having learned it, they will want to obey it and live by it and die by it, enjoying the blessings of God that are given to those who follow the truth. This has been A Burning Fire. Your speaker, Jim Boyd. Until next time.